From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is to tour the Cleveland Clinic today as part of his campaign to drum up support for his plans to overhaul the healthcare system. He's held up that facility as an example of one that works. At a news conference last night, the president suggested that people now satisfied with their insurance coverage have no reason to be concerned about his proposals for change.
If you have health insurance, the reform we're proposing will provide you with more security and more stability. It will keep government out of healthcare decisions, giving you the option to keep your insurance if you're happy with it.
He said under his proposals, those people without health insurance or companies who want to cover their employees will have a chance to obtain a quality, affordable health plan. An American-born New Yorker and former Long Island Railroad worker accused of fighting with Al-Qaeda reportedly had unusual access to the terrorist group's leadership. NPR's Nina Temple-Raston reports.
26-year-old Brant Neovenius converted to Islam and then allegedly went to Pakistan to train in Al-Qaeda camps last spring. The indictment against him says he subsequently provided advice and expertise to the group's leaders about the New York City subway system and Long Island Railroad. Two people close to the case say that Venius has pleaded guilty to material support and other charges. Officials say he's been a treasure trove of information. That's because what sets Venius apart from other Americans who trained with Al-Qaeda is the amount of access he appeared to have to the group's top leadership. He was in the room and part of meetings that involved the group's operational command. Officials say he's been testifying against other alleged Al-Qaeda recruits who are facing charges in Europe. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The judge in the trial of the main suspect from last November's attacks in Mumbai ruled today the trial should continue despite his confession. More than 160 people died in the three-day siege, and more than 300 people were injured. Anna Cunningham reports from Mumbai.
On Monday, 21-year-old Pakistani national Mohammad Ajmal Amir Kasab shocked everyone by standing up in court and changing his plea to guilty. But today, the judge ruled that the trial should continue, despite Kasab's admission. He said Kasab's confession was only a partial admission of guilt, and he'd not confessed to the full 86 charges he faces. His guilty plea will be kept on record. The prosecution argued that the case should continue, suggesting Kasab changed his plea to get a lighter sentence. On Wednesday, Kasab said in court, "Please go ahead and hang me," stressing he'd not confess to avoid the death penalty. In another twist, Kasab's lawyer has now offered to withdraw from the case, saying his client doesn't trust him. For NPR News, I'm Anna Cunningham in Mumbai.
On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 34 points. This is NPR News. The prosecution has rested in the trial of former Congressman William Jefferson, charged with accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. He is not expected to testify when the defense begins its presentation today in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. The Louisiana Democrat lost a re-election bid last year after federal agents found $90,000 hidden in his freezer. Jefferson has maintained the cash was not bribe money. The California legislature is expected to vote later today on a budget deal to close a $26 billion shortfall. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, there is something in this budget for everyone to hate.
California is the only large state to require a two-thirds vote to pass a budget, since Republicans, including Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, rejected tax hikes. The budget deal relies on more than $15 billion in cuts, accelerated tax collections, and borrowing money owed to cities and counties. Those cities and counties now say they will sue the state. Republicans almost walked away from the deal over a disagreement about cuts to prisons. Meanwhile, Democrats are hearing howls of protest from the education lobby and social service providers. And state workers are threatening to strike because they're being furloughed 3 days a month. Assembly Speaker Karen Bass, a Democrat, said many of the cuts we have to make would be unthinkable if we weren't in the midst of an unprecedented and ongoing recession. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Shooting erupted at Texas Southern University last night during a rally for community service and voter registration. Officials say six people were wounded. Police say they suspect the shootings were gang-related. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.